The tone you will hear next will be the standard pitch.
You are listening to Radio Bridge America.
Are you giving your permission to change your long distance provider to Quest Long Distance?
Yes.
You're giving your permission to change your local long distance provider to Quest Long Distance, correct?
Yes.
I picked Quest Unlimited plan of $30 per month for the first 12 months with unlimited residential state-to-state, in-state, and if selected local toll voice calls within the United States, correct?
Whoa, for the first 12 months?
That's what it tells me.
All right, Blaine, let's open with the error message.
All right, man, let me flash over.
All right, let's do it. Hope he flashes back.
I'll dial the area code in 7-digit number.
Vuelva a marcar el código de área y el número de 7 dígitos.
Red!
That is beautiful. Thank you very much, Bland.
No
problem. That is a prelude to the Dog Kake special. That's right. RFA 91. Where you learn about Doc Kake for the first time. We're going to be making a lot of phone calls. Because we don't have the content. That's right. I don't have the content, straight up. Come on. All right, so what? So we're going to, you know what? And I've heard many, many a time that people enjoy the phone calls. That's really what they enjoy about the show. So we'll be making a lot of phone calls. I do have some content, to be sure. I'm joined by Bland. Bland, thank you very much. I know you have much better things awaiting for you. And, you know what? I'm going to play this. I don't care. Dog Kake Hotline.
Man, take your order.
Oi. Oh, that sucked.
They're going to let me blue ball you.
I love their random canine sounds. They're information operators and animal sex porn shows. They got like webcams and directories. Okay, hold on, let me try. You know what, there's like, this is a weird, dude, Stank, oh, I gotta thank Stank, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for this awesome gift. I mean, it's Christmas early, and I can't tell you, Blaine, what it is. I'm playing the tunes, but hopefully you'll get one as well. And everybody, you know, God, can I just go ahead and just drop it on the show?
Drop it.
What it is, okay, this is the most awesome thing. It is, this is from the Haitian Swap Meet as well. It's a it's straight from China. It's Spider-Man, right? It's like a bloated head, plastic, hollow Spider-Man with a DTMF pad on his chest and a flashlight in his head. When you lift the left arm, the flashlight comes on. And it is awesome. I love it. Thank you so much, Stink. I love crap like this. I love this kind of shit. Here we go.
Operator.
Operator. And that's just... I haven't pressed the... Okay, I think we went through the whole gamut. No, the modem sounds.
That's the dog cocky prawn dollar is what that is.
You start, what'd you say? Go to dotcock.cx, what is it?
Yeah.
All right, and the last, let me try one more. I love it, dude. I love it.
And if I give you one of those, it's going to be like a straight, like, nerdcore marathon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that'd be so good to mix, man. Drop your beats, put in the Spider-Man. You got a hit.
Oh yeah,
you got to hit right there. And something else from Stank. Now I was kind of late on this, and I didn't pimp it on the last show. But Friday, November 28th was Buy Nothing Day. What does that mean? That means the biggest shopping day of the year, right? Black Friday, I think you call it, Bland. Is a day where you shouldn't buy a damn thing, and I didn't. I bought myself lunch, right? But the whole day, I coded. I learned about the Net Telnet module in Perl. That's what I did. I loved it. Had a great time. I enriched myself. Meanwhile, so yeah, I didn't pimp on the last show, and I only put up the Adbusters banner like the important old school freak. Hopefully nobody bought anything on that day, because that's silly. And well, once I read this, you'll see. You'll see what I'm talking about. This, again, from Stank. Blitz sale floors woman. Orange City, Florida. When the siren rang at precisely 6 a.m. Friday to kick off the Walmart Supercenter's five-hour Blitz sale, Patricia Van Lester was first in line to grab a $29 DVD player. Her sister, 48-year-old Linda Elsie, waited just 4 feet away with a shopping cart. But before Van Lester, 41, could inch her way through the crowd with a prized Christmas gift for their mother, she was knocked to the ground by a frenzy of shoppers. Have you heard this, Bland?
No. But excuse me while I go and throw up.
Yeah, no. Dude, I'm glad I took a couple of days. I'm glad I took some time to calm down because I was really, really mad. Really mad when I read this. She got pushed down and they walked over her like a herd of elephants, Elsie said. I told them, stop stepping on my sister. She's on the ground. Before paramedics arrived, Elsie said, Van Lester did not recognize her and did not know where she was, nor did she remember what had happened after being flown to Halifax Medical Center in Daytona Beach. Elsie did not know what her sister's condition was late Friday afternoon. She said doctors told the family that Van Lester had a seizure after she was knocked down and would likely remain hospitalized at least overnight. Van Lester has no history of seizures, or other medical condition, Elsie said. Hospital officials would not confirm whether Van Lester was admitted. Van Lester and her sister got to the Walmart at 3:30 a.m. What are they thinking, by the way? In search of ink for a computer printer. Oh, okay. They decided to stay when they realized the Blitz would start in just 2.5 hours. They figured that they were guaranteed an Apex DVD player that would go on sale for $29.87, Elsie said from her sister's Orange City home. Okay. Yeah, it's a DVD player for $30, all right? But it's an Apex DVD player. It's a hunk of crap. I've had experience with them. In a week or two, it'll sound like a helicopter. That thing flopping around in there, whatever. I guess it's just too good a deal. Mark O'Keefe, a spokesman for EVAC Ambulance, said witnesses told paramedics that when Van Lester was knocked to the ground, she hit her head and started convulsing. A mob knocked her to the ground, O'Keefe said. Valerie Calabrese, 42, of Deltona, said Friday afternoon that when she saw Van Lester get knocked down, she and her two children decided to get out of the store. They bombarded her, Calabrese said. A woman and her two children joked about taking the DVD player that Van Lester was clutching, Calabrese said.
Jesus.
Let me reread that. A woman and her two children joked about taking the DVD player that Van Lester was clutching, Calabrese said.
This woman is convulsing, mind you.
Yeah, she... Oh, my... Oh, I want to swear really bad. I already have sweared. What the hell are you thinking? What are... As a nation, what are you thinking? Does it matter? Do you really care that much about a DVD player? Right? Does... Dude, I'm really mad. I'm getting mad again. There was a lady there and her two kids were laughing about it, joking about it, saying, Mom's going to take it. Very funny. When Orange City and EVAC paramedics got to the store, they found Van Lester lying on her left side on top of the DVD player, surrounded by shoppers who were seemingly oblivious to the unconscious woman, O'Keefe said. Employees referred all questions to Walmart's headquarters. Suzanne Haney, a spokesman in Arkansas, said two store managers cleared the crowd from around Van Lester and called paramedics. The people were all around this woman, O'Keefe said. They would not move as the ambulance crew arrived and tried to get the woman. They were concerned about one thing, bargain shopping. Orange City Fire Department Lieutenant Richard Beauregard said his paramedics also had to wade through the crowd to get to Van Lester. They were more concerned about what they were doing than getting out of way of the paramedics, said Beauregard. The Walmart spokeswoman said she did not know why the company's version of events differed from paramedics' accounts. I wonder. From what I was told, the two managers cleared the crowd, Haney said. LZ said some shoppers tried to help Van Lester, forming a barrier around her, and one employee did help her get to her sister. Most people, though, just continued their rush for deals. People just walked over her like she wasn't there, like they didn't even care, LZ said. LZ said Walmart officials called Friday afternoon to ask about her sister. She said the store also apologized and offered to put the DVD player on hold. Wow.
Are you kidding me?
No. Unbelievable. You know what? That is insulting. That gesture is utterly, totally insulting. They just spit on that woman.
Yeah, they did. That's wrong, man.
And to the rest of America who flocked like sheep to get your crap. Because that's total crap. It's not worth $30. It's not worth anything. It's definitely not worth a woman's life. You should be disgusted with yourselves. Absolutely, utterly disgusted. You fat-ass, dumb, TV-watching motherfuckers. Fucking A. I fucking busted my ass going through all my O'Reilly Pearl books, learning, trying to teach myself this goddamn language. Instead, all you motherfuckers are stepping on some poor woman because you've got to get a good deal on a DVD player. Watch your survivor and stay in your house. Alright? Wave your flag, go USA, and stay the fuck in your house. And I'm sorry about the goddamn. I know there's some people who believe in God, and that's a little offensive, so I apologize. Blaine, are you still there?
They offered to put the DVD player on hold.
Can you believe that? Can you believe that? You know what? I'm all for this woman suing their asses. Sue them. She should get millions of dollars. Walmart should be able to control. You know what? They should know that people are dumb enough to flock, right? Like it's, you know, Jesus is in the store. Oh my God, let's go into Walmart. You know, they're going to flock to the almighty DVD player. They should be able to control their crowds. Absolutely. Positively. This woman's life was put in danger. And we don't know why our version differs from paramedics. People who try to save other people's lives for a living. But we'll put it on hold for you. We'll save it for you so you can drop that 30 bones on us. Unbelievable! Please.
You know what's going to happen at the board meeting Monday, when they're all sitting around?
Oh, I know, PR damage control. That's what's going to happen.
Well, no. I mean, like, when all the high-level executives meet tomorrow for their power lunch or whatever, one of two things is going to happen. Not one word, because they do not care, or someone read it, and someone's going to crack a joke about it.
Ooh! Oh, you know,
Because they still, even after all that, even after,
you know, Walmart could be held reliable for not, you know, controlling their crowds, just like those people that got killed in the nightclub because, you know, they were over, you know, their congestion limit, and people died in the nightclub fire, and the nightclub was liable. Well, so should Walmart be, to help her out. But instead of Walmart not helping this woman out with her medical bills that essentially they caused, they put the DVD player on hold so that she would go back and spend her $30 at that Walmart.
Yep.
That is fucking evil.
Very evil.
They may as well have just fucking kicked her while she was down.
Right. And then took her wallet and pulled the gold out of her teeth.
Yeah, because they caused this damage. And then they had the audacity to say, oh, well, I know you really wanted to spend that money here, so now after your $5,000 MRI and after this and that, you can come back and you can still get this deal. We will allow you to shop in our store again, and you should be grateful.
Yeah, she will. I guarantee you this woman will never walk into a Walmart again.
Good for her.
Nor her family. Yeah, and to be sure, it's not all Walmart's fault. It's all those people, right? It's all those people that all they cared about was something cheap, right? It's not even like a quality piece of electronics, but it's cheap. It doesn't matter. I've got a bag full of crap here. $10. Oh my God. No, no, no. $9.87 for a bag of crap. Let me know. Go ahead and send your money order to RFA, P.O. Box. Seriously. You know, does it matter? The mentality, and that, you're right, Glenn, that is just horrible. She said the store also apologized and offered to put the DVD player on hold. The store apologized.
And if she didn't yell, you know what? Fuck you.
Hell yeah, I hope she did. I hope she did. That's insulting. That is so insulting.
Alright.
So yeah, you can see, and I thought it'd be cool. I thought it'd be, you know, calm down, but it angered me again. You dropped some choice language as well. You were that kind of pissed you off. I see.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
Can you imagine the hordes of people? Can you imagine these people at Walmart? What it was like? You know, you got at least. I'll give them benefit of the doubt. I'll be conservative. You got 100 people packed together, frothing at the mouth, just waiting to go in there and just climb on that big greasy cock of capitalism and just ride that pole. They want nothing more than to give their money to Walmart. They have no concept of perpetuating the lies and the inhuman treatment and just all the just crimes against nature and against humanity that Walmart perpetrates daily. No care for that because they want an Apex DVD player for $30. At what point is something, you know, and that's a crappy DVD player.
Oh, quite.
Let's be completely commercial about it. How much blood, would it have killed you to just said, hey, wait a minute, somebody's going into convulsions. Maybe we should hang back for a minute because we're still here. And, you know, it was at 6 in the morning. That thing ran until, 5:11. So, I mean, if you give her a little bit of breathing room, let the paramedics in, it's going to take, 30 minutes? So you're out of there at 7. You're still, you know, 4 hours away from when this big sale's over. What's the harm? But they didn't. It was the mob mentality. Just all the people just gathered together, and you can just smell the sweat, man. Like everyone, just the anticipation, and just bring the kids, teach them to be good consumers too. Just everyone, the chattering and the paging sounds like some sort of odd kind of just Fight Club sort of just smelly, just no concern for anybody. You're not even 100 people. You're 100 individuals because you're all in competition with each other to get the DVD player first, you know?
Yeah.
It's fucking gross, man.
You know, it's...
They don't even care that the MPAA and the RIAA are about to get permanent antitrust exemption. That's about to happen, man.
Ooh, yeah, that's very scary.
And no one cares. All they want is their $30 DVD player.
Right.
Ignore the rest of the world. Ignore your fellow man. You know, has this become the Christmas spirit?
Yes. Absolutely. This, you know, I don't even think that the people were thinking. I don't think there's nothing else on their mind than I must have this, you know? I just can't imagine. I can't imagine. And the employees there, the Walmart employees. You know, again, I think Walmart is to blame for this. Because they don't take care of their employees. I don't think their employees want to put their asses on the line. I don't think they care enough, right? To do the right thing. Okay, what's the right thing to do in this situation, Plan? Can I tell you? The right thing is to get everybody out of the damn store, right? At least that area. Get them out. Get them the hell out. I shut the damn store down. I would take control of the situation and get everybody out of there and get that woman some help. But no, Walmart doesn't take their employees. They don't give a rat's ass. So the employees aren't going to care either.
They just kept rigging up the sale.
Exactly. If anything, they probably would have jeopardized their careers if they did the right thing. And I use careers loosely here. So again, I think Walmart is to blame. Yeah, this is just sick. So now do you see why? And I should have pimped it a lot earlier. Buy Nothing Day was important. I felt good. You know what? The only thing I bought this weekend, I bought myself some food, which I think is okay, and then from a locally owned chain, mind you. And I bought an O'Reilly book on Saturday. That's what I bought. I bought a book. And guess what? I made sure I went to the bookstore that wasn't packed full of people, right? I parked with, you know, it's just... Even that, I had to talk myself into, but I really wanted it. You know, I stanked my ankle not too long ago. As in, check out the pictures of Stank Dog's ankle on the Benriff galleries. And I did that when I was skating, right? Front side, no side to faking. Anyways, I'm going to come back, we're in a brace, and I went skating today. There's some good spots, some big high-rise buildings, businesses around a mall, right? They're all around a mall. I don't touch the mall property. But, you know, I drive near there and I'm skating around there, and it's like the wall. Right now, the mall is like the Walmart parking lot all the time, if that makes sense. It's so jam-packed. It's such a zoo, a circus. I would never, ever go there.
On Thursday, when I was driving to work, this was 7:45 in the morning.
Thursday?
Yeah. I was listening to the Dallas radio station.
Well, Thursday, Thanksgiving Thursday?
No, I mean Friday.
Friday, okay.
I was listening to the Dallas radio station. There's a great big mall in Dallas, okay?
Uh-huh.
The parking at 7:45, the parking lot was over 50% capacity.
Oh, man.
At 7:45 in the morning, and I was just...
Yeah, shouldn't you be taking that time off? Shouldn't you be taking that day to, like, snuggle with your loved ones? That's what I did. We snuggle, watch some cartoons. It was great. Enjoy the day. But no, you got to waste it. You got to get up early to get the deals. I think, like, the toy stores, like one of those toy store chains, is open at, like, 5 a.m. 5 a.m. Is that worth it?
The better serve you.
Damn, people don't get up at 5 a.m. to go to work. But they'll damn well get up at 5 to shop. All right, I'm sorry, I'm beating this to death. The greasy cock of capitalism. I love that plant.
Thank you.
You are a poet. Shit, where was I? Ah, yes. Got some email. Been getting lots of email. Thank you, everybody, for sending emails. Sending in phone numbers for PWF, hence PWF, by the way. if you need any other reason, I don't know, then go shopping, I guess. This is from Otto. We talked about Slackware last week and how much we enjoy it. And he says, if you love Slackware, you should check out Vector Linux. It's Slackware-based distro with a fast install, including hardware detection. After maybe 15 minutes, you're at a Fluxbox desktop with TrueType fonts already working. You have to be a little careful when using Swear, but other than that, it's great. And then he goes on and says, I'm not going to read the whole email, but he has some kind words. Keep up the great job you are doing with the show. Well, thank you, Otto. Yes, I do. Yeah, he sent it to me about Nopix on F36. Great email. Thank you, Otto. And I'd like to check out Vector Linux. Hopefully I'll have a spare box. I can try that out. Have you tried that, distro whore?
No. I think that was built when I was doing my distro whoring about 6 months ago. I think that was built as a server-based distro. And I chose to skip over that one.
Really?
If I had to do over again, I would have picked that one up. And I would have picked up another one whose name escapes me. I can see their poorly written website. It's an Australian-based distro.
Oh, really?
They're trying to be like Red Hat's American. And I think Mandrake is French. And
yes.
SUSE's German.
Yes.
I think they're trying to be Australian.
They want
to. They're really pushing it up market. They're really trying to make it happen. And it sounded like it was going to be really cool. Not Yenta. That's something else.
Yoper?
Yast.
What's that?
No, not Yast. That's
it's Yoper, right?
Yeah, Yoper. That was it.
Y-O-P-E-R? And by no means was I calling you a whore.
No.
Okay.
I am a distro whore, although I am pretty happy where I'm at.
With the Slack?
Oh yeah, I love Slack.
You enjoy By the way, Bland sent me a great email. Actually, you should put that kind of info on the forums. That's some good stuff with tons of tips on customizing Fluxbox, Dock apps, a rad theme. He sent me a rad theme that I'm going to be using. I'm going to switch. So thank you very much for that, Bland.
And not least of which was how to get rid of those crappy Fortune quotes.
Yeah, I did it. I did it the easy way. You just don't install games. Right, but he figured out how to get rid of all that crap. So, yeah, that really annoyed me. I say we get to the phone calls. Almost half the show's gone already, believe it or not.
Yeah, man, the rest of the show is, and I apologize to the listeners, it's kind of taking a dark turn because, really, this is really serious. I mean,
it absolutely is.
Yeah, and, I mean, I'm sorry if we're not our bright and cheery selves, but, you know. I mean,
yeah,
there are some really important things.
They're very important, and I don't think we have to apologize for this. You know, I think everyone, anybody that would download or listen to the stream, right, listen to RFA, would agree. I can guarantee it, because it's wrong. I mean, that's what this nation is. It is a nation of consumers, and that is and our, you know, our little tentacles, our little, you know, our black plague, the machines from the Matrix are going over the world, and instead they carry, you know, Dunkin' Donuts and our movies and our music and everything else, and some people don't like it, right? In fact, many cultures despise it and cannot stand the forcing of American culture upon them.
They would go to great lengths to stop it.
They do go to great lengths, and they do. Let's make some phone calls.
Make some phone calls. Let's do this.
Yes, we need to make some phone calls. I also spent a lot of time working on. It's an old text file. I, you know, basically had a bunch of numbers I found, and I went through them again. I'm talking about the Quest provider, proprietary networking information. If anybody doesn't know, way back in the day, or early RFA, Quest wanted to start handing out customers' information, and I think they called it CPNI, customer proprietary networking information. I have no idea why, so I went ahead and made up the PPNI, and gathered together tried to get every toll-free number for Quest I could get my hands on. through various means and methods and methodologies. So I went through it again this weekend, spent a lot of time on the phone, banging away on these numbers, found a lot of neat stuff, digging up, going through my papers, finding numbers on there, websites, searches, you know, going to like CWA sites, trying to find numbers, and came up with a lot of good stuff, a lot of good stuff. Let's start with the best. You're going to love this plan. You are going to love this. The irony will not escape you. Hold on a second. Oh, where'd it go? Oh, I lost my place. There we go. Ah. I think I screwed up. Let me put my finger on it here. There it is. Okay, one more second, Blaine. Okay.
I recognize that tone.
Right. You recognize the TTY. Now, why would a quest number have a TTY? Well, and this is going to blow you away. Well, that horrible, crappy recording that could barely be heard and understood was none other than the Center for Customers with Disabilities.
That's so lovely.
Isn't that great?
If you're hearing impaired, make sure you call them.
That's right. You know, isn't that unbelievable that Quest could have such a... You know, and I, for the public TTY article, I, you know, they don't have a database of public TTYs. You can't call up that Center for Customers with Disabilities and actually get info that you would need and use. So I went ahead, took the trouble to gather every TTY I had found in my metropolitan area and send it to them. Of course, no thank you, no nothing. Right? I don't think they give a rat's ass. They don't. They're just like Walmart. They don't really care. They just, all they care about, I guarantee it, they care about meeting all the federal regulations. That's what they care about. They gotta make sure the government's happy and then they're happy. They won't go the extra mile. They won't actually make a message that's, you know, audible and understandable to even somebody without a hearing problem, let alone somebody that did have one. They did have the TTY there, but who knows if that works, that crappy garbled message. So I thought that was quite amusing. One of the numerous numbers that are fun to call, and that we're going to call here on RFA, the Happy Radio Show. there's quite a few. You go check this text file out, QuestPPNI. There's some good stuff. There's some very useful stuff. You got LRAC numbers, RCMAC. The RCMAC number, by the way, you got to get to. It's called technical support, and I think it's like 4-in-1. You go listen to the menus, you'll find RCMAC. 800-513-5558. I think they say RCMAC translation. I think something like that. Well, anyways, and Quest has been all over the TV, the newspapers, everywhere, pimping all their stuff, their wireless, their long distance. They got a number I'm not going to call, 866-4-BEST-4-U. sounds like a porn number, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
4-BEST-4-U, Daokake, 24-7. where's the one I want to call? I dig this one right here. Hold on a second. Kind of got a theme on this week's show.
Hello?
Yeah.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. The mailbox belonging to 665208.
What? I must have misdialed or something. Hold on one second. Let me try this again. That was odd.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. This should be El Centro de Quest.
Your call is...
Huh. crap, they got a great message too. I guess it's after hours. I swear I called that after hours before. Okay, let's call, let's try, ooh, we can't, and there's a couple that I found that if you get an anti-fail, right, if you opt-divert, you'll get a reorder. It will not work. So you, I don't know, spoof your ANI, I guess. Quest Control. I thought this was very interesting. If you go to https://control.quest.com, you can do quite a few things. I think it's just for business customers. Let's call it. Let's see what that says. I don't know if I've called this. Hold on.
Thank you for calling Quest Communications. Your call may be monitored to ensure service of the highest quality.
Same to you.
To ensure prompt service, please indicate the nature of your call from the following list. For questions about eBill Companion, application, software, or data, press 1. For trouble assistance on a new or existing Q-Control ticket, press 2. For assistance in navigation or general user support of Q-Control, press 3. If you are a Quest sales or sales support employee needing Q-Control assistance, press 4. To repeat these options, press 9.
Wonder if it's 24/7.
Thank you for calling Quest. This is Mitch. How may I help you?
Hi, Mitch. I was wondering about the control.quest.com site. I'm assuming I have to have an SSL-enabled browser.
Right.
I do. Otherwise, I cannot use Quest Control for my business.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll have to... I use text-only browsing, so it's I get around pretty well, but I'm going to have to upgrade, apparently.
Yeah, you have to have the SSL to make a... compatibility with Quest Control there.
Okay. Yeah, I've yet to use it, so I'm assuming it's very powerful, very useful. I can do all my big business billing there, no problem.
Depends on what you're using it for, but it's definitely a billing tool. And if you have any type of data like Frame, internet, or VPN service, you can use it for that to pull statistics as well as toll free service.
Oh, great! Yeah, I'd like to. I'd like to get some watts lines, and if I do, then I can control them and get all the data and stats through Quest Control then.
Right, and you should be able to, if you have any local service accounts,
uh-huh.
Quest, that we provide dial tone for, you can also see your customer service records in Quest Control.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, I'll definitely hook that up, and I'll be using it soon.
You're pretty useful.
Yep, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, that was a good call.
How about E-Links?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Well, anyways, that was pretty good, and they're 24/7, obviously, because it's late on. It's late. Period. Let's see, Quest. What's that one? Quest. I think it's just a regular sales line. Let's see. Oh, I enjoy this one, just because it beeps.
Wait. Hey, Duel?
Yeah.
Let me buzz this before I forget about it.
Oh, do it.
On when you call Verizon tech support.
Right.
Like, you get to run around, just a menu run around.
Really? Let's hear it.
Let's see if I can... I'm trying to dig up their number. But the thing is, if it says, you know, we're using software that'll recognize your speech, and this, that, the other, it'll ask you what you want, and if you say, you know, I'm interested in purchasing DSL, you know, it picks up on DSL, right?
Right.
And then you get forwarded to sales, and... If you say, I got problems, or tech support, it'll, you know, send you to tech support, right?
Right.
Well, I was playing with it the other day, and it was like, what do you want to do? I was like, talk to a fucking human. And it clicked, and it said, please wait while we transfer you to an operator.
Really?
Look at that!
No way!
If you say, I want to talk to a human, it'll shift you right up to a person. It's pretty cool.
Nice, very nice. Let's try it. You got the number.
I'm efforting.
I love that. I love that word, efforting.
It's real radio talk for it. I have no idea.
It is. I've heard that before, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One of the sports shows. I enjoy Rome, Jim Rome. That's good. You know, whether you know, regardless. Just like Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh is good radio, right? He's an idiot. There's no logic. And the people that listen are, you know, parrots, but whatever. Jim Rome is good radio. It's hilarious. And that's all that matters. I enjoy good radio. You know, one of my favorite things to listen to when I was younger, when I was a kid. This is in Phoenix, actually, before the Diamondbacks were around. We used to get Dodger games on the radio. And I loved listening to Vin Scully. That guy's golden right there. If you ever get a chance to listen to that, definitely do it. Are you still efforting?
Yeah, I got your number.
Ah, bust it.
All right, 800-483-4000.
Okay, yeah, I was filling there, by the way, so you break in any time when I'm filling.
Okay, I see.
Okay. All right, hold on. Is there an ANAC?
What's that?
Does it read my number back?
Verizon. Also on the web at Verizon.com. To ensure quality service, your call may be monitored or recorded. To better direct your call, press 1 now, or you may stay on the line or press 0 for the next available representative. Our billing center is closed. The center's regular hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We are also available on the web at Verizon.com. Our automated billing service is available Monday through Friday from 6:30.
Alright, was that 4,000?
Yeah.
That's 3,000.
3,000? Yeah, because that gave us a 0 to get a representative right away.
Yeah.
Alright, let me try that. Hold on.
Thank you for calling Verizon. Also on the web at Verizon.com. To ensure quality service, your call may be monitored or recorded. To better direct your call, press 1 now. Or you may stay on the line or press 0 for the next available representative.
Ain't that a bitch?
Our billing center is closed.
Same number.
Huh.
You must, was that one of the ones you called? Or was that a local number?
I called Verizon DSL. Here, let me get your DSL's number.
Okay. I bet you that's it. If it's like some tech support kind of number.
Yeah, all right, here we go.
All right.
800-567-6789.
6789, that's great. Hold on.
Thank you for calling Verizon. Your call may be monitored or recorded to assure quality customer service.
You've
reached Verizon Online Internet Services. We're using a system that can understand you when you speak. To access your account, I need the phone number associated with your account. After the tone, please say or key in the 10 digits of the number, beginning with the area code.
Edit, okay?
I don't want to edit.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I missed some of the
digits. Don't worry about this.
Please say key in the area code and phone number.
Watch this.
Digit at a time.
555-555-5555. We DOS'd it.
I'm still missing that number, but I'd like to send your call to the right place. To direct your call, please tell me briefly the reason for your call today.
I want to talk to a human.
To clarify, which of the following best matches the reason for your call? Billing, orders, cancel service, or technical assistance?
Ugh.
Human being.
I want to talk to a consumer. She choked.
You have DSL service.
Yes. This is really annoying.
Yeah, dump this.
That is horrible.
Yeah.
Wait for the tone, then you have to wait for it to think? Dude, tell me it kicks its ass. That's bad, but it really said that you got it to say, I want to talk to a human. You know why? Because you said effing human before.
Oh, that's true.
I think it looks for the F-bomb.
Probably, yeah. As soon as you start breaking out with those, it starts giving you the human.
Ah, irate customer. Quick, get to operator.
Calling Dukake.
Totally let me down, dude.
It just laughed.
It did.
Apparently they went dogs and well, I guess that's bring your own lunch.
Oh yes, I don't know if you ever had Vietnamese food, but actually the Vietnamese, they eat something that most Americans probably would not find appetizing, and that is the egg with the chicken mostly formed inside.
Oh yeah.
Yes. I went, had some friends, went to, you know, you get some good food at those markets, right? And they said, oh, there's eggs, those good tomatoes. No, no, you don't like those. You would not like those. And they were right, I didn't like them, so.
How do you eat that?
Good question. I you know, I think maybe you just bust it out and then, I don't know, do good, I don't know, I have no idea.
Just chew it up like soft shell crab, or how does that work?
You know, beak and all, maybe? I don't know. Because I think there's a little, probably a little soft beak in there, you know, soft skulls. I don't know, dude. And I'm not mocking any Asians. They talk like that, alright? So, I dated quite a few Asians. Hold on. Dude, lame! There we go. Oh, man. There's some out-of-work DJ in China right now.
Yeah, there is.
You know, I'm going... I didn't want to make it all, well, we got the Verizon calls in now, but I didn't want to make it all Quest phone calls, and I'm going through the Freak Notebook, and man, I am remiss. I have not entered hardly anything in the notebook lately. I do have something I'm going to save for the end, treat for everybody, but let's make a couple more calls. I don't think we have much time left anyways. Let's see, damn, let's call this number. Hopefully it'll work.
Welcome to Quest. Muchas gracias por llamar a Quest. Lo sentimos. Nuestras oficinas están cerradas. Nuestro horario de operación es de las 7 de la mañana a 9 de la noche, de lunes a viernes, y de las 8 de la mañana a 4 y media de la tarde, los sábados. Para reparaciones, por favor oprima el número 1. Un momento mientras transferimos su llamada. Esta llamada puede ser escuchada o grabada para asegurar la calidad o para usar en nuestro entrenamiento. Gracias por llamar a Quest. En este momento, un representante no está disponible para asistirle en español. Para asistencia inmediata, por favor.
Okay, I was hoping to get an operator. But that ain't going to happen, apparently. Let's try. I don't want to call the juicy numbers on the show. I'll leave that as an exercise for the listener. And there are some juicy phone numbers there. I want to call... Let's call this number... and get some information about local number portability. Actually, you're directed to call 800-244-1111 if you're a Quest Comforter... Hello?
Hello?
960663. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't even hear you. Are you there? Flan?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a problem I've run into on that number. That's the 8664 Best For You. That's their actual sales line. They pimp that on their TV commercials. And every time I've called, I could barely hear them. And obviously, they were there and nobody could hear it, but obviously, that is a definite problem with that number. The Quest representative answers the phone, busts out their Quest number, gives a little spiel, and then it's basically just a sales line. As I was saying, if you're a Quest customer, you're directed to call 800-244-1111 if you have questions about local number portability. So I think I'm pretty sure they're closed now. I'll try it just for the hell of it. But maybe I'll do that, then record it for the intro. We'll see. Hold on a second. You can do many things with this number, 800-244.
To Quest.
Oh.
Speak to a representative. Please call back during our normal hour.
Yeah. Yeah, they're closed. Although they have extended their hours. They're open till like 9 p.m. on weekdays, so it's actually fairly convenient.
Please?
Yeah. What else? I know there's... Oh, let's call this one. This is a good number. Because it beeps. That's right.
Welcome to the Quest Receptionist Screen Phone Setup Service. Your phone may not be compatible with this Quest Receptionist service. Make sure you are calling from your screen phone and that the power adapter is plugged into both the phone and an electrical outlet.
Well, thank you for that tip. I just like the beeps. I like it because it beeps. We've got employee locators, fleet operations, credit management, data services, provisioning. You've got repair and tech supports. Those are some of the juicier ones. Don't bother calling Unicall. That's their safety hotline. You got an accident or something, you call them. I found a lot of double numbers for some of their services. Let's call. Let's see if we can get somebody here, just for the hell of it. I want to, not grill, but I want to talk to somebody about local number portability and see what they can tell me.
Cool.
Yeah.
You want to really blow a load and make one expensive ass phone call for the show?
Okay. Is this regarding the other night what we did?
Yeah, and I've got a working number for a bank there.
Okay. A bank?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right. Here's the number.
Okay.
011
81 3 5 4 2 1 5 1 5 2. Damn. Okay. Let's give it a shot. This is a bank, right?
Yeah.
All right. Whoa. Slam. Okay, it crapped out. Much like Optiverting, I don't think that's going to work on the speakerphone. I'll have to dial that up. You know, let's say... Let me get him on the phone. Hold on. La la la, let me see. Calling Bland back. It was weird, it crapped out. Just like I found that on this phone, voicemail, he hasn't got the signal yet. If I go through AT&T and I flash over before the number that I'm calling starts to ring, it'll just kill my phone, and apparently it does the same with international calls. I'm thinking, since it's almost the end of the show, I'm thinking I'll save that. I'll just go ahead and tell everybody. I'm trying to land on here. One of our many evenings. Yeah, my phone crept out. Just did it? Yeah, you know what? Hold on, let's tell everybody. Hold on, let me get some speaker. Okay, I'm thinking we'll tell everybody what we did that night. And then,
Is that number work, by the way?
I don't know, it died, so I don't know. I'm thinking, since it's the end of the show, I say we save it. And we have a show, we find some really good numbers. Okay, here's what we did. Do you want to tell it or do you want me to?
You can tell it.
okay, one night, one of the many evenings that Bland and I, you know, spent long hours on the phone, hacking, phone calls, whatever, we wanted to call Japan. We got on this Japan kick. We're listening to, you know, Japanese pop radio and over the internet. I love streaming internet radio, by the way.
Oh, me too.
And so Bland turned on some good Japanese stations, started looking at some bukkake. No, seriously. we just wanted to call Japan. So I wanted to call, like, an arcade in Akihabara or something, but we found a batting cage in Osaka, right? So we called them up, and I wanted to ask what hours they were open. What were your hours? And the poor woman, and you know, and I'm not ignorant. I don't expect everybody to learn the English language because, gosh darn, I haven't learned theirs. She felt so harried and hectic. I felt bad for her, you know. She was like, I don't know, not scared, but just, am I wrong? I mean, I sound like I stressed the poor woman out.
Yeah, she was definitely tripping.
Yeah, so I felt bad, you know. I was like, you know, anyways. So we're going to, definitely not a whole episode. We still got, remember, 76 is still coming. It's going to be all phone calls. It's going to be a while for that one, but it will arrive. But we're thinking for one of the shows, we'll make some international calls, we'll get some good numbers, talk to some people around the world, and to have some fun. Again, it won't be a whole show. That would be very expensive. But we will do that. Maybe I'll do a little research into the best international calling cards. If anybody has some good ones, let us know. You know, let everybody know. So everybody can enjoy that. I mean, even the ring of their phones was awesome, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great.
It was very cool. So there's a great text file just popped up. Just came on. Just was put up on Old School Freak, and that's I know it by the text file name, International Telecom, Foreign Telecommunications Carriers. I think it's by Briscativo. He is, first of all, a very elite freak, and also big into international freaking. He's got a really rad project that I hope it's done soon. I'm dying to see it. I don't know if he wants anybody to know about it quite yet, but it's pretty involved. I'll tell you, it involves Australia, I'll tell you that. And that text file he just put is awesome. So if you have a chance, right, and not beige boxing, please, okay? But if you have a chance, make some international calls. They're a lot of fun. You know, ask your parents. Say, Dad, can I call Paris, right? You know, when are the catacombs open? That's what I want to know. So that's upcoming. I think that's it, Bland.
Well, it was definitely a good show.
It was a very good show. You seem... You're... How do I say... uneasy, maybe? Are you still a little disturbed? I mean, I kind of sense that.
Yeah.
I figured.
That's just messed up, man. I can't get over that.
It is. It made me really angry. You know, and it's probably bad to get so angry about something like that. But yeah, that is very disturbing. And I'm sorry that feeling still prevails at the end of the show, but still, we did have some good calls. That call to Quest Control is very good. Check that file out, PP&I. Lots of other files have been updated on Old School Freak. That's another thing I wanted to pimp. Oh, I got two more things. First, the text files on Old School Freak are not static, okay? They are updated. Some have been around for a while, right? They've been around a couple years, but just like PP&I, they're going to be updated. Or the information is timeless regardless of when it was released. So, keep checking out the text files at oldschoolfreak.com. There's a lot of good stuff by a lot of good people. And last, White Sword sends another phone card. Yes. Bro's got the hookup, hopefully legal hookup. So, from White Sword, here it is. It pays to hang around to the end of the show, doesn't it? 800-895-7090. Again, that phone number, 800-895-7090, and the PIN 986-368-1533. Again, the PIN 986-368-1533. Thank you, White Sword, very much. I know people definitely enjoy those. They get to do a little freaking that they wouldn't be able to otherwise. So White Sword, that was very generous of you. So from Duel, I made it through a whole show without a cup of water. I am parched, and I enjoyed the hell out of it. Bland, I enjoyed having you on.
I thought you were gonna say he made it through the whole show without swearing.
Lord, no. You know what, and I'm not even going to try anymore. I'm going to do, you know what, and I shouldn't say having you on the show, Bland. This is your show as well. This is everybody's show. Okay? I will try not to swear, because I don't think there's probably not a lot of added value, but if it happens, it happens. All right? We're just going to do the show. We're going to have fun doing it, and that's what matters. Okay? If I swear...
Fuck it.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't like it, hey, touch it. So again, from Duel, I'm out. Keep listening, Bland.
Yeah, everyone keep listening and slow down on the buy-in.
Hell yeah. And from Spider-Man. Arf.
It was even the textbook arf. A-R-F. Arf, arf. It wasn't even a bow-wow-wow. Yippee-o, yippee-a. It was just... Arf.
It was. This is our new co-host, Spider-Man. Later, everybody.
Sales. So that's certainly something to be excited about.